Greeting everyone. It's a pleasure to welcome you to San Francisco Poetry Open Mic Podcast television show, and we have a great lineup of poets today. My name is Stephen Coppell. I'll be your short, guest host at this particular time, and we have a delightful short first poet. Her name is Una Lomax Emmerich. Welcome. Let's hear your poem today.
My poem is called Look Up, and it's a poem I wrote, and I'm going to recite it. Look up and you will see a star, you hold it in your hand, and swing like an airborne monkey over the moon. Then land in bed like a sleepyhead, and the moon will carry you out the door to where the violets grow and the fairies dance around. So don't just gaze and gaze and gaze, but look so carefully. And remember, grab the brightest star so you can follow me.
Thanks, Emma. Very good job. Our next poet from Oakland, California, we have Laura Del Fuego. Hi, Laura.
Hi. My name is Laura Del Fuego, and I'm thrilled to be here. The first one I want to read is about hubris. It's called Execution of the Dreamers. Montezuma called forth his empire's visionaries and poets and dreamers when they told him of the cataclysmic dreams of powerful enemies coming from the south, blue-eyed and bearded, to burn and raze the whitewashed marble, tile, gold-laden walkways of Tenochtitlan, the gold floating gardens, of Xochimilco, the royal aviary with its parrots, cockatoos, and peacocks, the black feathered myna, cawing its ancient song of Mexica splendor to Cuauhtémoc, their yellow, green, and magenta feather beaded tapestries and jade masks, onyx gold headdress, insignia of invincibility, with its eagle Coatli and serpent Coatal coiling round. Oh, great jaguar god. Oh, great jaguar. Oh, great jaguar god. Oh, unconquered Huitzilopochtli, god of war. All ashes in the wind. In a rage, he had them massacred.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for that delightful poem, and it's wonderful to see you, and our audience will enjoy hearing and seeing you over and over again throughout the internet. Laura Del Fuego,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm just thrilled
today.
To be here. Thank you.
A short poem from your host. This is Stephen Coppell. The title of the piece is called Cone Zone. She left her ventricle muddling in the middle of rush hour traffic. Bare feet skipping over plaques set in cement meant for dentists who give eye teeth 20/20 supervision in case clots close in. Air, coppery, conductive, pulses a steady heat beat. Heat beat, pumps mutter their sympathetic dub glub, dub glub. Carbon Miranda, impressed that might spark a charge, bets that bananas like Conchita will unzip their hip jackets, setting controls to a cool altitude while sidewalks cross backwards into the heart of the matter. And now to conclude our podcast, we have San Francisco poet Al Auverbach, who's much taller than I am. Step Al, to you.
Thank you, Stephen, and thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here. This is called Postscript to a War. The war is the Trojan War. An unrecited Iliad haunts Troy's shore. Empty wind, wandering breached walls, towers dethroned by Grecian might that cannot bring to words crimes of warriors long decamped from the bone wreck, blood drunk sands, sleeping off death. It would cry of the unburied, triumph's mad gloat, Victors blindly grasping spoils by war's stench, undeterred, who stole away, goaded by their gold, offerings forgot, plunder stacked in holds like lead, till the furied sea raged against their strokes, battering their keels, finally broke the rhythm of their oars. Such oneness of their folly, such eagerness for home, pulled below, they sank arrayed, rank on rank, 1,000 silent golden shafts arcing to the deep. It would tell how homeward beating toward the other shore, as though in fear they won't arrive, speed myriad spirit ships, their gilded hulls resumed only in the dying light, recalled by the sun's last glint on the roiling waves where they were caught and sunk. Each dusk, their golden oars go dark.
I think we have time for one more.
Okay, thank you. This is called Greengrocer. From his monkish winter's keep, still pale, greengrocer lights on March's barren grounds to tap bare limbs awake. Longer, day by day, convening apple consulates to woo them back to multitude, he divines with a sugar touch, teasing open veins. May will rouse the leaf and prime the flower. June arc out its progeny, tiny sums for plumping summer's nest. Root, bough, through spring's conducive sieve, only Sol can call on his investiture, lead the slow procession back to air and light, to waiting eyes and tongues. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you for joining us this evening, this afternoon, any time or day. And we'd like to thank our poets, Laura Del Fuego, Al Averbach, and Una Lomax. This has been your host, Stephen Coppell, and we thank you so much, our director and producer, John Rhodes, and his cohort, Clara Sue. Thanks for joining us today.